Is there a spell wrong?
I'm sorry, are you there?
I'm sorry, I'm just mortified by the pre-show conversation today. Woo! That was a lot of information that just happened really, really quickly.
It was like
rapid fire. Jeffrey Emmett, how's your asshole?
Oh, not good. Really not good. Listen, I got myself. It was a little bit of a traumatic day for me, okay? So I have decided.
Is your asshole still in New York? First question.
Oh, totally. I'm in New York. Wow. I've been in New York this whole summer.
Wow, my phone has gone uncalled, but that's, you know, anyways.
I just, you know, it's COVID season. So I decided. Oh, dear.
Yeah, dodging the question.
No. I was actually going on my Facebook page or to share the show now that we're live, and it started playing. So, like a crackhead, I thought it'd be a great idea because this Delta variant and all these people I know that are vaccinated that are like getting taken out by COVID, that I would homeschool the children this year.
Yeah, good luck with that, friend.
Yes, well, about 2 hours in, I was crying in the bathroom.
Why are you starting already?
Not because I wanted to give me some leeway, right? Because you have to, like, notify the district and, like, do all this crap. And I kind of called, but didn't really, you know, I haven't even finished that yet. Because I'm like,
you and the district are on the best of terms, too.
Well, here's the thing. So when I first, in June, when I got back to New York, right, I had to go turn in the kids' laptops and things of that nature. And I go in, and all of a sudden, people are tracking me down in the building. Like, I walked in, and the secretary's like, oh, she's like, we've talked a lot on the phone. It's nice to finally meet you in person. I'm like, yeah, I bet it is. And then I'm, like, waiting to, like, turn the stuff. Nobody's in the office that I'm in, you know, to turn this crap. And all of a sudden, the superintendent comes walking around the corner. He's like, I had to meet you in person. I'm like, did you though? I'm like, And then nobody was like, is there somebody in here? And he's like, oh, let me get somebody right for ya. How you doing? Like, you know, he's a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're not having conversations on the phone, bro. You can tell me. So, yeah, we started the homeschooling thing. I found a thing that, like, kind of went off in what New York State requires. And it's the technical stuff that I'm not good at. I'm not good with computers anymore. I'm not good with technology. So it wasn't the kids as it was. I was just frustrated. And then, like, nothing does what I want it to do. And I just find that rude. Because, you know, like, Aiden has an IEP, right? So he's not, technically, he's going into fifth grade. But he's probably at, like, a reading level of, I think he came up to, like, third grade or something. But none of these sites that offer homeschooling, at least that I have found, like, offer that kind of flexibility, right? So they're like, oh, we just need to play him every year. Just have him take all the quizzes and not do any of the stuff and see where he is. Bitch, do I look like I got that kind of fucking time? I got 3 kids and 1 that's starting kindergarten. Are you kidding me? Kiss my ass.
Have you ever heard of unschooling? Because I hear that's kind of a big thing in the homeschooling world where you just wing it.
I have a lot. And yeah, I'm not doing that. I can't because I don't. Listen, I do it every week with this. Yeah, no, I can't. Well, and 2, like, I don't want to be the reason why their education's fucked up. You know, like, I want to keep it as close to what they're learning in school. And people tell me that the school technically needs to provide books or whatever. Because I'd like for them to go back to school. I don't want to do this forever, okay? Like,
yeah.
I'm over this already. Like, I want them to go back to a building, but I don't trust the vaccines. I don't trust the world right now, and I'm just not doing it. I'm not putting them in danger. I'm not putting myself in danger, and I'm not doing it. I don't care if people say, I ain't scared anybody into the bullshit. It's not that, bitches. I got a bunch of my friends dying or sick from this shit, so I'm not playing with it. I'm just not, and my kids aren't going to school until they can guarantee they're not going to come home with COVID.
But look, your toe could be broken. How are you, Vera?
I think my toe's broken. think my car is broken. I think my nephew might have COVID. It's a rough day.
Wait, who might have COVID?
My nephew.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's pretty healthy. I think he'll be fine, but, and he's fully vaccinated, but he came home sick and we got to get him tested.
Oh, no.
Well, look, Katie's pussy attacked her.
He did.
He, you right? call your pussy he?
I did. I did. I did. That little fucker got me in the thigh. See,
I don't know that that's correct.
Look at him.
He's a boy.
He's like, yeah. Fuck all y'all. He's not happy.
Wow. He identifies.
Oh my God. Go for the face. Go for the face on camera, please.
I this need is giving me flashbacks. No, flashbacks to that.
Well, you know,
Nicole Remini interview. Just like a cat. Now you just need to play with some Play-Doh, girl. You'll be right.
I want to play show it to me.
Well, you know, with the whole
as our viewers thing, drop.
Yeah, with the whole school thing, they haven't even given us kind of any guidelines for like mask mandates. And now with Cuomo about to get impeached, we'll probably never get them. So good luck, kids.
Right. And that was the thing. So Auburn's going by Duke County's health department, right? Like, they don't have any control of this shit. And the county is realizing that they kind of have a problem on their hands right now. And, you know, here we are again, 11th hour, and the school district hasn't made up their mind.
Well, because the state isn't giving any guidelines with all the crap Cuomo's going through. He's like, leave it up to the counties.
How hard is it to offer remote learning again? You did it last year. You should at least have a working fucking clue.
Because most of the parents don't want it. They complain bitterly that they didn't.
Girl, let me tell you, I know the numbers about the people that stayed in remote learning throughout the whole year. It was a significant amount. It was more than any private school has in their roster. If you added them all up in Auburn.
Ace is the most devoted fan.
We need more Aces. Trying to shop at Walmart with the phone held to my ear with volume on low.
Put that on speakerphone for a minute. Put that on speakerphone.
Haven't you heard of headphones? What are you doing with your life?
Attention.
I love you dearly.
Walmart, he's got items stuffed in his asshole. Please check the man.
That's a blue light special. It's a blue light special.
You're welcome, Ace.
Wide up his asshole, Walmart.
Ace, baby, don't forget your enemas.
It's important.
Speaking of enemas, how are you, Luke?
Power bottoms unite!
Why do I always get the most terrible segues? Like, just terrible, terrible stuff. I've had a wonderful morning. I got to go on a kindergarten excursion to an art gallery.
Woo! Is that what you're calling him now?
Aren't you guys getting locked down?
No, not where I am. We are in good shape right now. But just a few hours south, everything's just...
And there's Steve.
I'm having my first lockdown.
Oh, boy. Congratulations.
Even your pussy's excited for me. I heard that.
Loki says, get ready, bitch. It's going to be a wild ride.
I had to work all throughout all of ours, so this is my first one. So, lockdown day one. I nearly slept through the show. Yay!
While most people do. Lockdown.
Yes, sir.
We have some. I'm just kidding.
We have some stuff for you to do while you're on lockdown.
Oh, keep you busy.
I'm just having like flashbacks to last year, and it hurts.
I'm fine with it.
Well,
Steve, we have been busy.
We have been busy. Oh, good segue, yes. Luke, because yes. This week, Jeffrey, Luke, and I sat down and had a very enlightening conversation with the one and only Miss Nicole Paige Brooks from RuPaul's Drag Race, who will be appearing on the show August 17th, US time, August 18th, Australian time. Nicole, I thought we could talk. She puts all of us to shame.
Oh, is she a talker?
I was so it was funny because she was talking about that other one who was on the OG show that was just the audio version. This bitch was just eating chicken.
Yes.
Rather than watching, I don't remember, The Bachelor or something.
Oh, my God.
Which is a train wreck. It was a train wreck. And then Pandora was in a hurry. But Nicole was
Not in a hurry.
No. Like, I had to leave the interview. I had to go. Like, I had brought the nanny over late at night to watch the kids because it was an awkward time. And yeah, that bitch just didn't shut the fuck up. And I would just answer her phone, talk to her husband, be like, hey, you remember that time we was in Boston with Juju B? And we're like, okay.
I loved it.
My favorite, but, though, was when she'd be like, my son was 2.5, and then, like, the next sentence, he was 3. Did you catch that?
Well, look,
she did it a few times.
Be prepared, because Nicole could be joining us on a live very, very soon.
Brace yourself, girls.
I think she's brace very yourself. Fine. I was pleasantly surprised. She was a good time.
Jeffrey, you were laughing your ass off.
Yeah, bitch came to play. She was funny.
She got the show. You know how some people sometimes don't get the show, and it's a very awkward hour.
Because she asked her, she's like, "Guess how much we got paid on the show?" And then Jeffrey straight away is like, $2. She's like, "I ain't showing up for no $2, bitch."
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all.
No, Jeffrey, speaking of, you owe her a coffee mug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. As soon as I get back to New York, I'll get on that. I get in my house in New York.
Isn't that a New York brick wall behind you?
It sure is.
New York. New York.
See, La Casa de Aunt Cindy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Let's jump into this week's
hot load of hot topics.
Now with animation, did we see it? Watch it again.
Hot load of hot topics.
I couldn't get mine to do that
in
a bit.
Wait, one more time.
Hot
load of hot topics.
Meanwhile, Ace is probably getting arrested now.
Traveling all over the world. He fucking knows. It was Christine. Somebody's saying.
My boobies did that maybe when I was a teenager.
Mine still do it.
Oh, mine don't. They don't look that good anymore. Yours jiggle, and mine. Jiggle.
Never.
All right, where to start? Where to start?
Vera.
I know where we're gonna start.
Yeah, you're
we're
right.
gonna start with this shit show. So Kelly Clarkson has been ordered to pay her ex-husband nearly $200,000 every single month. Brandon Blackstock will now get more than $2.35 million each year in spousal and child support after part of their divorce settlement was finalized. The singer's former partner was originally seeking much more, asking a Los Angeles County judge for a monthly stipend of $301,000 for spousal support and $135,000 in child support. He will only be entitled to spousal support for the next 2 years before the payment is cut off.
Oh, that'll be tough.
Okay, time out. Isn't that Reba McEntire's son or something? He's got son bang.
In-law. Stepson. Well, no, not anymore, actually. Ex-stepson.
Oh, did they get divorced too?
There you go.
They did.
Damn. Well, okay, then there's something going on in that family because they must suck.
Listen, because good for him. Get that money out.
No, she's actually counter suing him for misappropriation of funds because he was her manager as well.
I think he's a shiesty.
Don't get him, Cal.
Yeah, Kelly, seriously.
He's a shiesty piece of shit, allegedly.
Oh, not even alleged. I think it's pretty obvious he is.
Dirty. I mean, I get it. Like, if she is the breadwinner or whatever, like, you got to give a little something in a divorce.
They got enough bread.
Make your own money.
Dude, Kelly, if you want
$5,000 a month in child support.
A couple Kelly. Of those what kind CDs.
Of kids? One at a time.
And is he primary custodian?
No.
Then why does he owe her that? She owed right. him that much.
Like, exactly. Okay, listen, you bitches did it wrong. Because if I had a vagina, I'd be going and getting knocked up by every wealthy man there is. I'd be poking holes in the condoms, okay?
Jeffrey, if I knew how to do it, I'd have done it.
Okay, so
I was just the Catholic schoolgirl. I believed that one man, one woman for life. And I was like 27 years old before I went, oh, they lied.
So, you know, it's probably kind of easy to get pregnant. I wouldn't know. I didn't have an easy time getting pregnant. I didn't have an easy time with my pregnancies. So, Jeff, no, I will not run around getting pregnant. That shit sucks. It sucks.
For $125,000 a month, bitch, no. It can come out of my butthole.
Okay, then you do it.
But then you're missing out the most important thing. You've got to deal with the horrible after effects. Children.
The child, yeah.
I'm already living it. What does it matter at this point? You have three, what's five more?
Okay, what else you got to live with? Saggy tits, saggy gut.
I already got them.
You pee when you sneeze, you pee when you laugh.
Happens what now. Else?
What else? For you, sure you haven't been pregnant.
That might be a prostate problem for you, Frank.
I've really worked hard to maintain my ass kegels.
Something's got to keep tight.
Look, Otto, I was just going to say, Kelly Clarkson, if you need to get out of this situation, just put all the money into my account. Then you got nothing to pay him, and I'll completely transfer it back as soon as this is over.
I feel like Ace just needs to take over because he's got all the good lines tonight. Right?
I think, here's the thing, at the end of the day, I think she's going to come out with a great album from this because her thing is always a good breakup song.
Her
right?
breakup albums are the best. Like Adele.
She's going to make enough money off this next album and just pay this asshole off and be done with him. So get
she doesn't
it,
even
girl.
Need to worry well, about the album. She's queen of daytime TV now, isn't she?
She makes the next album, though.
The Alimony album.
You don't like Drew Barrymore?
I love Drew Barrymore, but the talk shows, like Kelly, I feel like she's kind of like us, right? She's always like, I'm like, it's just a little much for me.
She's
got
a bit professional.
I feel like I like the fact that she's very much right. She's just a regular person talking to them. She's not polished. Like, that is part of the charm, but at the same time, it starts to wear on a bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I work during daytime television hours, so you'll have to let me know how it is.
Oh, I just watch clips. I don't watch the whole thing of anything.
Who watches the whole show?
That's all I watch is clips.
Look, the only thing I watch...
Who watches this for more than 2 minutes?
Nobody.
Ace.
Ace.
Hi, Pam. Pam, if you're watching, she watched the Friends show.
Ace is itching to get out here. Let's let him on. Okay, all voting to let Ace come on the show.
We've let lots of strange characters on this show.
Come on, we let Coughlin on the show. We can let Ace on.
Oh, she's going to start the Coughlin war again.
Don't start it up again. She's only just recovered.
Emily just started watching the show again, Katie. God.
Well, he can't
stop
I'm
us talent.
Go ahead.
I'm talent. So, okay, guys, if you're just tuning in, if you go back and watch, there's some interviews with Ryan Coughlin. He plays some songs. He may or may not have wrote a song about me. I don't know. You'd have to go look on Coughlin on YouTube and maybe look for a song that's titled Jeffrey Spelled Wrong. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so he's a friend of the show. So go back and check some of our past episodes. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or iTunes or iHeartRadio or whatever the hell Amazon calls it. We're on there too. Go check us out. And then Blog Talk Radio. And then make sure you click the ads, okay? We need to pay the light bills.
Everything. All right. Speaking of more legal drama. Fresh off the back of the news that Scarlett Johansson, well, she doesn't intend, she is suing Disney and Marvel now over the Disney Plus release of the long-delayed Black Widow. It seems Emma Stone, star of Cruella, may also be weighing up her legal options against the House of the Mouse. Scarlett Johansson's contract reportedly promised an exclusive theatrical release and a back-end salary based upon the box office numbers that have now fallen short due to Disney's new movie release business model.
No
word on Stone's contract in what Stone's contract entailed, but the film was also at first scheduled to have a cinema premiere before the pandemic, but with possible sequel in the works, would she rock the boat? Jungle Cruise starring The Rock and Emily Blunt is the next property to have the premiere date simultaneously in cinemas and on Disney Plus. And Jungle Cruise has actually done quite well, I believe.
Is it talking about a sequel? Has anyone seen it?
I know, they're talking about a sequel already.
How is Cruella? We're looking for a movie to watch this weekend.
Haven't seen it, but Black I think Widow. They shouldn't be messing with the talent.
I loved Black Widow.
I had it twice. Twice I tried to watch it and fell asleep.
Which one?
I loved Black Widow.
Oh. Like, bitch, it's I not making the money because it's not good.
Well, I was happy to see her die in Endgame. Oops, gave away a spoiler.
Not really.
4 years later.
Some people would yell at me, man. Some people would yell at me.
Good news, Katie. Nobody's watching.
Poor Vera's trying to talk. Everybody shut the fuck up so we can listen to Vera.
Vera, I'm even going to bring her up on the screen. Vera.
Mute our microphones. Let's talk to Vera.
Vera, go.
I loved Cruella. I thought it was a great movie. I enjoyed it tremendously. And I'm sorry the box office hasn't been there for that movie. It deserved it.
I don't. The box office hasn't really been there for anything, right? Like Fast 9.
COVID kind of killed the big release.
Guaranteed billion-dollar movie, but that's another one. Yeah. It sucked. It was terrible.
First of all, it's Fast and the Furious, and it's also number 9.
Here's the thing, but you know what? 6, 7, and 8 were entertaining as fuck. They were entertaining. Like, I didn't say the storyline was great. I said it was entertaining.
I think this 2 through 8 was unnecessary. I'm sorry, 2 through 9.
Going to go 1 through 9, but hey.
There you go. I liked 1. It was all right.
They were fun, but that last one was just the last fucking shit. Now, like, here's the thing, and they got rid of Dwayne, and I was like, I didn't know that I ever really cared for him, but you could feel that he was missing in it.
Like in the last 2 years,
his box office gold too, though.
So before COVID, I saw Invisible Man. That was the last thing I saw in theaters, and it was spectacular. Oh, so good! And then in April, we went to a birthday party with like 5 other people and watched that Raya and the Last Dragon, which was also really cute. I really liked that one. But that's so sad to me to think in the last 2 years, I've seen 2 movies in the movie theater. Is it crazy?
I've seen way more than that. But
the kids and I went and saw
Sonic. Oh, I said the theater. I didn't say movies.
We went and saw Sonic, and that's the last time I've been in a movie theater.
One of the last ones until it opened up earlier.
I can promise you, it's going to be at least another year before I even consider going back into a movie theater.
I'm going to see Old straight after this. I can't remember if
you saw Sonic in the theaters. Kyle might have. I didn't.
That bad movie with all the old women in the nursing home.
Helpful.
I don't know.
Uncensored Radio Live?
Uncensored Radio. Oh!
I've been to like 5 or 6 movies since March.
Jeffrey looks like he died.
I went to the drive-in. So I saw 3 on a big screen in the last 2 years.
I would go to drive-ins.
Yeah.
But especially.
Is there any drive-ins in New York where you are?
Yes, there's one right in Auburn.
Like 30 in. Yes.
Yes, there's one right. That's where I saw Bruce Campbell the other day.
There's only 30 in the whole country, and one of them is near.
Oh, that's excellent.
I love a good drive-ins. I loved when you'd go for like the 3 movies, and then I was mad because when we were driving out of town last summer, they had like E.T., Dirty Dancing, and something else playing one night. And I was like, oh, how fun would that be? You know?
Oh, yeah. They had all the old movies playing at the drive-in last summer. It was glorious.
And then if you look at all these older movies that they re-released and the amount of money they made they still all racked up. Some of them racked up over $24 million. I was like,
people were looking for you know, comfort, safety, things that they do, all that kind of stuff.
You know, like that should tell you where to pump the money into. If you want to remake something or do a proper sequel, pay attention to that.
Oh, let's see what they got at the drive-in this weekend. Snake Eyes, I think that's the new one.
G.I. Joe.
Henry Golding.
Oh, Henry Golding.
I don't know him.
Oh, he's beautiful.
This guy's crazy rich Asian.
Bitches.
He's good.
Bitches.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. That's an older one. Jungle Cruise, that's the new Disney trainer. Movie, is not playing. Okay.
So, okay. I sent you guys a thing in the war room. Nobody ever responded because that's how these fuckers do, right? So there's this guy on YouTube who's doing this thing, like a doc on Mariah Carey, right? But it's all like, she's not partaking in it, but it's done phenomenally. It's like, Mariah, what's that dude? What's the ex-husband's name?
Helpful.
Tommy Mottola.
Tommy's Mariah or something, right? And there's part one and part two. So, of course, I watched that, and then I'm like all about Mariah Carey, and I gotta go. So, didn't I go and buy Mariah's World?
Oh, I'm very upset, Jeffrey. I need to get married.
Oh, and then her doing the confessionals on the fainting couch, laying down. I'm like, bitch, I can't stand you, but I love you.
I'm surprised you don't have one yet. Jeff's on a chaise lounge going, I really don't like it.
I've had a bunch and gotten rid of them. You know, I don't.
Can't you just see him just sprawled out on the couch? Just
I get rid of furniture like I get rid of men.
Paint me like one of your often. French ladies.
So you've got no furniture now. No.
Here's the thing. So, the house
yes,
manager,
I'm going there.
I tried
Fuck
for you.
Off. Listen.
Jeffrey's back and he wants to be heard.
I'm back now too. I'm swinging back, girl. Come on.
Right. Well, we know you're swinging back, but swinging on the next what? Deck.
So Katie well, tried to segue. Let's go there. So on Monday, three people were injured at a Titanic at the Titanic Pigeon Forge Museum in Tennessee. The iceberg feature, grown from a refrigerator, collapsed as visitors walked through the exhibit. The condition of those injured is unknown at this time. The owners said the attraction would be closed, but by Tuesday morning, it reopened, sans iceberg. Visitors to the exhibition experienced what it was like to walk the hallways, parlors, cabins, and grand staircase of the Titanic while surrounded by more than 400 artifacts directly from the ship and its passengers. Patrons get to touch a real iceberg. A little bit too close, obviously. Walk the grand staircase and third-class hallways, reach their hands into 28-degree water, and try to stand on the sloping decks. They learn what it was like on the RMS Titanic by experiencing it firsthand.
So how much are tickets to this thing? Because they could come to Central New York and just, like, experience that all the winter.
Really but not bad. They have a
do you know what? I looked into it. It's really fucking quite good. I was like, we had something very similar here in Australia when Fox Studios first opened. There was Titanic the Exhibit, which I wouldn't be surprised if they've just shipped that there.
Because yeah, didn't they do like the decks and you had to try and escape or something?
Well, they have multiple Titanic museums that are stationary, right? So and like
there was Missouri, one in Vegas as well for
in
a while.
Branson, yeah. And it's like literally the building is I think it's a 1/4 scale replica of the ship. It's like the front, you know, so you're like, holy shit. You pull up to it, and then I mean, and it's a permanent fixture, and you go in and they I don't know what they have now, this was years ago. But they had like the models that James Cameron used in filming the Titanic to show like the underwater. Tons of movie props. They had things, which kind of creeped me out. Like, I don't know that I like the fact that we're going.
I'm a little bit of
there.
A slut for Titanic, though. I'm
pulling
like,
shit up off the bottom where people die.
Oh,
I'm like, ooh, forks. Ooh.
No,
iceberg.
I'm like, ooh, I get really into weird stuff like that. I'm like, forks.
And that water is cold.
That water is cold.
Freezing. I stuck my hand in it and I was like, bitch, no.
You would have thrown Rose off that.
Joe's ass would have been fucking a popsicle. Okay,
bitch. Hey, Ace, you said you just bought Titanic last week. Is that going to be your first view or was that your first view? Because I got to tell you.
I can't. Like, that movie, if I see, I have.
What year was that?
Movie destroys me every time.
Can we reenact it right now? I want Vera to do the "I'll Never Let Go, Jack" line.
She's singing.
Oh, she's being Celine. She's being Southern Celine though. She sounded like Scarlett O'Hara meets Celine. Whatever. Oh, No, do you know what part's really sad? And I'm gonna I'm getting goosebumps at the end where she's where they're like there was no record of him, and she's like there wouldn't be, would there? And she's like, I'm telling my story now because I want people to know that there was a Jack and that he saved me, and in every way a person can be saved. I was like this. Every time,
off the door so he could get on.
What a faggot!
There was room.
Let's talk about something the gays probably can't
save. I have one question about the Titanic before we go. Wasn't that where the Noah's Ark Museum used to be? Did they just change?
Nope, they
Noah's
still have
Ark?
That. Nope, they still have it. My in-laws just went to that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, can I ask an American Geographic question?
Sure.
What else is in Pigeon Forge? Because that has come up before.
Tennessee?
Dollyland, isn't it? Isn't Dollywood in Pigeon Forge?
I don't know. I'm Googling. Hold on.
I think so.
Is it a serial killer thing?
Listen,
there's a bunch of weird southern places.
Yes,
like
Dollywood is in Pigeon Forge.
Okay, cool. Okay. Dollywood.
Good job.
And may have got killed there.
So I hope my next vacation is Dollywood.
And then she throws the necklace into the ocean.
I know. What a stupid bitch.
You
want
to take a road trip? Girls trip. Dollywood.
Okay.
I would love to go to Dollywood.
I would go to Dollywood.
All right. You can join.
Do you know what I watched, though? I got into a YouTube hole. It wasn't even YouTube. It was Facebook. There's this chick that works for, I don't know if it's BuzzFeed. I think it's a magazine. And she goes around the theme parks and eats and drinks everything.
That's
that
my
they
kind
sell.
Of job. That is my job.
So much food. I was like, I feel a bit sick for you, girl.
I need that job. That is like my dream job right there.
There's a limit to the number of your funnel cakes you
can eat. No, Katie, remember what happened on Thanksgiving.
No, there's not. Ask Luke.
No, there's not. Listen.
Luke loves a funnel cake.
I would love to get paid to drink my ass off, eat my ass off, and then run my mouth. That's my ideal job.
Right but there. You don't run your mouth after you lay down and go, oh, that too much.
What's the place for the football hot dog? We got to make sure to take Luke there. I bet you he'll love it.
Oh, yeah, sounds football, like a challenge.
Thinking of football, just about anywhere.
Thank you for thinking of me, Jeff.
Anytime, babe. Anytime.
All right, as I was saying, let's talk about something the gays can't even save. Paris Hilton has a cooking show.
Who is that?
Wait, I'm going to read Hilton. This one.
Oh, so, Paris Hilton has a cooking show.
What network?
That's hot.
What network?
Is it missing a dash of Nicole Richie? You tell us.
There was too much excitement in your voice. So Paris is Cooking with Paris was originally a YouTube show that Netflix have now picked up and given a full series order. Wait for it. If you haven't seen it, just go on and watch on YouTube the first 15-minute episode where she cooks a lasagna, no garlic, and no, I don't like garlic, and I don't like onions, so I didn't cook that.
I'm so mad right now. What is that? Jeff and I are about to lose our minds.
No,
it's like beefaroni, isn't it?
Listen,
beefaroni has onion in it.
You cannot tell me. There's not for a minute's chance on this world that I believe that bitch is cooking anything. Somebody's pointing and clicking with her.
Oh, no, but Jeffrey, the thing is, it's not good cooking, and she makes Demi Lovato and everyone's on it, and they're like, it might be worth watching for that.
That's different. I was all aboard her low reality show she had there, where Charlie Sheen's ex-wife was kind of really the star more than she was. Like, I was more invested in Brooke Mueller's storyline.
I was about to say, I don't know if we'll ever see Denise Richards again, though.
We won't.
Brooke. It was Brooke.
You had me with the Paris Hilton cookie show. I'm like, yes, this is going to be great. And then you offended me with that monstrosity. Oh,
Demi Lovato.
No, not Demi. Lasagna. The lasagna.
Hold on. This is a very good question. Where is Katrina's cooking show? Could you imagine?
Well, actually, I do. Maybe I need to get Katrina. I should call her tonight and let her know that we got to sue Paris, because there's actually video footage of Katrina attempting to cook.
Oh, God.
And the kitchen ended up on fire. Like, anytime I've stayed with her, I've never seen, like, she don't really, I don't think she knows what utensils are used for. You know what I'm saying? She can work a menu.
She can work a man.
That bitch, she will burn boiling water. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's why we love her.
That's why we're going to do a segment, Cooking with Kat.
I don't want to die.
Featuring Vera for the fire extinguisher.
With Vera serving old timey tunes in the background. We'll meet again. Don't know when. All right. Something else the gays might not be able to save is Amazon Prime Cinderella. Did anyone watch the trailer?
No, I did watch the trailer.
I have. Because all the reports was that the chick is horrible.
I've seen so many different versions of Cinderella in my lifetime. It's just another one.
I don't care, bland. Anything can compete with Ever After. Like, I feel like
Ever After is a good one.
If there was going to be like an adult storytelling of that, I thought that was perfection. And I don't know.
Guys, Cinderella.
But
okay,
the
Disney
live action with Lily James is pretty
cool too. That wasn't too bad. I think I've only seen a few minutes of that.
Richard Madden's in it, end of story.
I need to check it out because I have like that. Because when this one was coming out in the reviews, like they were ripping her apart, and I'm like, well,
from the trailer, she looks all right. She looks.
You know, yeah. I'm gonna
think it looks bad.
I'm gonna watch it, but only for Billy Porter.
I'm
gonna watch it because I'm curious to see how much, if it's a train wreck or what. But.
So what is the deal with it? Because I haven't watched the trailer. So it's a soap opera version of Cinderella.
No. It's a more woke kind of modern day-ish. They've got like modern day, so like they've got Rhythm Nation and stuff in it. Like it's kind of like. I want to say, like, Greatest Showman, like this new generation of musicals where everything's kind of cool and like all that kind of thing. But do you know what? I was all about the trailer.
But what happens when Billy Porter wears the better dress than Cinderella? I'm sorry, I had to say it. Okay, go.
Yeah, I've read it.
We want to watch it just for that.
Fine. I pissed Steve off. Go ahead.
The only thing that I was all about it, I was like, yes, this is going to be amazing. And then I heard a voice and went, oh, God. James Corden's in it.
I love James Corden. I don't need him forced down my throat
like Ellen. Like, he's the male Ellen.
Yeah, he's been oversaturated.
He was musical theater long before the show.
I don't care. He's fucking, apparently he's a see you next Tuesday.
He's a cunt. There, I said it.
I'm gonna write this down on my little notepad right here. Danny McCarthy
at 38 minutes.
Two seats, right?
38 minutes.
Two seats.
Said cunt on air 37 minutes 45 seconds. That's going in the trailer.
That's a TikTok. That's a TikTok.
That's a TikTok, girl. I'm onto that after the show.
I did something right.
I mean, okay.
They love me.
In the spirit of Katie and Lucas, on the count of three, everybody. What do you think? One, two, three. Come on.
And we're canceled.
That's
again.
A naughty word. Yeah, but
the viewers went up when we all chanted.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of people that should watch what they're saying, Madonna's on the right side of something for once. The queen of pop may be a polarizing figure on social media, but she's earning praise for her stance against homophobic and women-shaming comments made by rapper DaBaby. at a live concert in days past on her Instagram. If you're going to make hateful comments to the LGBTQ plus community about HIV AIDS, then you know your facts, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that was my really bad Madonna impression. After decades of hard-won scientific research, there are life-saving medicines available to children born with HIV, to people who contract HIV through blood transfusions, dirty needles, or exchange of bodily fluids. These are new ARVs, which is antiretrovirals, can keep a person with AIDS alive for the rest of their lives. AIDS is not transmitted by standing next to someone in a crowd. People like you are the reason we still have, we are still living in a world divided by fear. All human beings should be treated with dignity and respect regardless of race, gender, sexual preference, or religious beliefs. Amen, Madonna concluded.
Yes.
Well,
go man.
You know what?
Go
I
man.
Think you rep to be a really special kind of prick to make Madonna look like a good person. It's a good job, mate.
She's Wait. Queen of the See You Next Tuesdays. And but you know what? I
she
think
has
that...
always been very pro LGBTQ.
Oh, she knows who butters her bread. So good for her.
But not even
and
that.
And they know that she doesn't like chryptanthiums.
If you remember
the case, wasn't it you that asked if she still hates those flowers? I'm pretty sure it was.
So let's remember back in the 90s when she did do a lot for the visibility of like HIV, AIDS, and all that kind of stuff. In Bed with Madonna, one of her dancers had HIV.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe.
She also gave everyone an inside view of her cervix, but that's not the point.
So do we today.
People do that now on Instagram for free. That's so what else?
Listen, true. Go watch The Business of Being Bored. You can see Ricky Lake's lake.
That's a good one.
And we're going to have a special Patreon where we're going to show like
inside everyone's.
We are.
I couldn't finish that then. I was like, I'm going to pick one of the girls. I was like, no.
We're going to need a live lens to film inside Luke's asshole.
You just pulled a Katie. That sucked.
Well, remember our old producer already has content out there. Next story.
Delete. let's move on to someone else who has changed a lot. Fred Durst.
I don't think he's changed that much.
Looks a little bit different these days without his backwards cap and sporting silver hair. Here's what some fans had to say, which I think these are classic. Fred Durst looks like the detective that let a case get the best of him. Fred Durst looks like the owner of a haunted record store. Scooby and the gang investigate and find out it was him all along. And Fred Durst looks like Chris Jericho filming Undercover Boss. Look, he got old. It's happening to the best of us.
It's a bit.
He got old.
It's a bit. It's not even real.
That's rough. That's rough.
It's a bit. I guarantee.
Like I got gray hair, but that's
guarantee
rough.
It's a bit.
I mean, true. It's a shitty it. Angle, so
oh,
you know. I'm
it
all
absolutely
about
is, but it's still like, a bit.
It's still his eyes. It's still his
can
forehead.
I just like three more guys, right? Okay, they'll like message me, and I'm like, hey, you know. And then they get on my profile and they see the show. Mm-hmm. Boom, they're gone. I don't have to worry about them no more. So this is my medicine to get rid of men. They're like, oh, that's
it
not
is
what
a
it's
good head of hair. I agree.
Well, too. You know, else has a good head of hair in their content they released.
Will you stop it?
Katie has porn.
What?
I didn't even know where we were going with that. Sorry.
Look, I was thinking about like hairy buttholes.
As far as
anyway.
I know, that has not been released.
You're very obsessed with that, aren't you? Today,
because Luke missed his chance. Just run him with his chance.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what they say in iceberg.
So Vera, how you been?
Good.
guys, before you die, you see the ring.
Leave studio.
Jeff was with me. Speaking of horrible things.
Oh, is that
Texas
in Australia?
Snake scare. Deadly 6 foot long West African banded cobra is on the loose in Texas after its owner left the cage door open. Officials ask those who spot the highly venomous and poisonous snake, which is considered aggressive, to not approach it. with a bite from the West African banded cobra, considered lethal to humans.
Wow, is this Texas needed another reason to be terrible?
I should call my aunt, let her know Missouri's real close by.
Who in their right minds would even... Oh, there's a snake. I'm going to go touch it.
People do.
Listen, listen, in Missouri
people
before
people
we lost...
People
in
Texas grab snakes by the throat and throw them in the...
There was copperheads
chilling
on the deck, the neighbor's house. Like, just they came outside, and there's the freaking copperhead. Like, hey, let me bite your ass. I'm like, kids, you're not going outside.
I wish it. It'd be great if the snake had your accent, Jeff. Hey, I'm here to bite your ass.
You fucking son, bitch. Get out of here.
You son, bitch.
Suck my dick.
Well, it's not an Aussie snake.
Yeah, how you fucking going, cunt? I'm here to bite you. Oh dear, funny.
Kangaroos? Wait. It says there's kangaroos down the street. I want to go hang out there.
Kangaroos will kick the shit out of you.
They do. They beat you up.
Do my children. But what's the point? I want to go hang out with.
Remind
some
me to tell you about my friend's car accident with a kangaroo. You will never want to look at one again. Bob Odenkirk had a heart attack, y'all.
Yep,
I don't watch. I don't watch Better Call Saul, but it was in the news.
Better
Call Saul. It was in the news. I don't really watch it, so I don't know.
Well, if you watch,
I don't know him.
If you watch Bob's Burgers, he does Bob's Burgers.
I watched.
We just had twin reactions. That was cute. I loved it.
Fine.
Who is he
God.
In Bob's Burgers? Who is he? What voice is he?
He does the, well, in the one episode, he does the insurance guy.
One fucking episode? You ratted, bitch. I'm going to get ice. Fuck this.
There's the Titanic. Nicole Paige Brooks, come back.
Even the
mother. Let's talk all the shit about Jeff while he's gone.
Let's talk about. Oh, so look, Jeffrey and Nicole Paige Brooks appearing on the show August 17th are very similar. Nicole made several drinks while she was on the show. It was great.
Yep.
Listen, I'm sick of Jeff's diva behavior. He's full of shit, that cunt.
Oh, Katie, twice in one show.
One show.
Oh.
Katie, you're
going to
get us canceled.
That's what it is.
I want to talk divas.
She's getting sauce.
We have a new resident diva.
Oh,
Muppet Babies Muppet Babies moves fans and makes an important statement. The CGI reboot of Muppet Babies has broken even more ground by showing fan favorite Gonzo as gender nonconforming and the other characters using them, they pronouns in their episode Gonzarella. You all expected me to look a certain way, Gonzo said. I don't want you to be upset with me, but I don't want to do things because that's the way they've always been done either. I want to be me. The Muppet Babies take on the classical fairy tale Cinderella, oh my god, double Cinderella news, places Gonzo in the lead role and by doing so has sent an age-appropriate and timely message about understanding and acceptance to its target audience.
First off, pretty cute. No.
Love it.
Why does the motherfucker look like Dame Edna?
Like,
that's him. That's his choice.
Okay. Second of all, why couldn't they make Kermit the one? Why is it got to be Gonzo to fucking?
It's got to be the one with the penis nose,
right? Like, why?
CGI? Why can't they hire real puppeteers?
Right. And what my biggest question is, where the fuck is Skeeter?
Skeeter's
no
gone.
One likes Skeeter. Skeeter was
remember Skeeter.
Lesbian erasure. Lesbian erasure.
Well, anyways, they probably...
Skeeter was a Dutch seawall. Let's be honest.
Okay.
People put their fingers in her.
Listen.
I don't like the new
You're
voices.
Egging me on and I'm not going to say it.
What?
I can't believe we're talking... No. Okay, this is really great.
Disney,
Muppet Babies, you're doing a beautiful thing for the world. Thank you.
I think it's cute because, you know...
puppeteers.
Listen.
Little boys sometimes want to wear dresses, and if they want to wear dresses, they should feel
I think it's
normal
great.
About
it's
it.
I think
they're
it's great
clothes.
Representation.
They're clothes.
Nail
it's not a big deal.
Let the boys do whatever they want.
But the thing that... The fact that it's even news, though, kind of bothers me in itself, right? Like, these are little kids. What is the big fucking deal? Stop being a hateful, spiteful cunt. And if your kid wants to dress up as Cinderella, let him.
Can we get a cunt count?
Oh, that's what we need down the bottom now. Cunt
count. Four cunts.
I will give $100 to anybody watching, because nobody's listening, that's just fine. I'll give you $100 to go find the E thing. I don't know what it was. It was on the E Network, probably in the mid-90s, of this older bitch. She had the short. She totally had the lesbian cut, right? White hair. And she goes,
Gita.
In the 70s, women were powering, and it was called a cunt. And she just was so...
I remember that.
And she's like, we need to take the word back. A cunt. It's a powerful word. If you can find me that clip, I will send you $100.
Nine. Right. It's like pussy love.
Speaking of cute animation moments, Jody.
Luke's got a big one.
So, 2 weeks ago was the 30th anniversary of the premiere of Rugrats. Oh my god, I'm so old. And they're saving up all kinds of goodies in real life to celebrate real life reptile bars. Someone needs to get that. One of you American fuckers needs to get that. I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, Katie, can you eat a reptile bar on the next show, please?
Well, is it available?
It's ice cream bar, yeah.
Oh, it's ice cream?
I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'll look at the grocery store this weekend.
I'm not going to be able to find
there's
that.
There's a Puma shoe collection, which is kind of cool. And then, of course, the new CGI Rugrats, which is pretty fucking cute, actually.
I like the new show.
The new one's kind of cute. Yeah.
Hmm. My daughter loves it. It's been fun.
What did you say? Did you say Hillsong's kind of cute?
She said the old one.
Kind of cute. I was like, you can't say that, Vera. They're just being accused of sexual assault here in Australia.
I felt like I was a little old. Like, Rugrats wasn't really my jam. It was my brother's. But I tried, like, I thought, you know, because, like, you know, when you're just in a house and it's there all the time, it was kind of like how Power Rangers were for me. Like, I didn't, you know, I didn't, like, sit down to watch it, but it was always on kind of a thing. And I tried getting my kids into Rugrats. They didn't give a fuck. They love. Who's got a kid yelling in the background? Because it ain't me.
It's Katie's pussy screaming.
Your pussy's that loud?
Shave that. She's a silencer on that bitch.
Shave that pussy dry.
There you go, bitch. Get your limelight.
Five star reviews on Amazon for the Reptar Bar.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my Airbnb. I was like, thank you.
Oh, that also has five star
reviews. Oh, wait, no, you're there now. It's not on Airbnb anymore, right?
No, I'm not in my house. I'm over at Aunt Cindy's house. I just want to give Justin a shout out. Hi, thank you. I shared it on my Facebook page. And he, like, it was an old friend. I haven't talked to him in like 20 years. And he didn't ask for a discount. I did give him one, though. But he didn't ask for one, and he booked. So thanks, Justin.
All right. We're going to keep moving. Jamie Lee Curtis is in the news again this week, sharing that her daughter is transgender. Scream.
Is her daughter Conzo?
No. Katie's going to eat you for that. The screen legend revealed recently that she's watched in wonder and pride as our son became our daughter, Ruby. The 62-year-old actress stated that the transition of her son to daughter has challenged her beliefs on gender. I'm somebody who sheds every day. Sounds like a dog. That gets rid of that. I don't need that. It's all about old ideas that don't work anymore. Curtis reflected on her own tumultuous upbringing, marked by heavy substance abuse as the child of Hollywood stars Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh. The actor, who has been sober for more than 20 years, said she has a special place in her heart for vulnerable children. Jamie Lee does a lot of good stuff, actually. She comes off real frosty in interviews, but I think that's from, you know, being the child of Hollywood stars. She's not one to fuck around, but she does great stuff for charity, and good on you, Jamie Lee, for being a supportive mother.
You gotta do something great. Those Halloween movies suck.
Hey, she's making bank. She don't give a shit about the quality, girl.
She's married to a British peer.
Okay.
Halloween, I think your cunt smells.
Oh, God. 10, Red 10. Woo!
Also, substance abuse. So this week, this news came out of nowhere. Kathy Griffin revealed that she has cancer.
Cancer.
went in to have surgery to have half of her left lung removed due to a lung cancer diagnosis. She also went on Nightline and detailed her attempts to take her own life and her prescription pill addiction. So
yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was all of the fallout from all the fallout from, you know.
She's an angry sick cunt.
Picture of Trump.
Well, you know what? Here, the thing with the Secret Service investigating her for weeks or months or whatever.
Let's not talk investigating. That was stalking. That was
outright. If that was anyone else, it wouldn't have even been a big deal. It wouldn't.
That was fascism. Trump was trying to suppress his enemy and terrorize her.
She was used as a scapegoat. Like, if you say this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, at first, like, I thought, oh, okay, that's in bad taste. Like, I got the joke. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I didn't know.
But it's comedy. We've seen so much worse. Yeah, I don't get the hullabaloo.
Oh no, I agree with you. I don't think she's funny at all. Like,
I think she's hilarious.
Oh,
I don't think she's funny in general. I was not offended by this. No, I don't think she's funny. I think she's
they're like, oh, Baron Trump. Meanwhile, this little cunt's on private airplanes throwing food at people.
Hey, you know what? I can tell you, I figured it out, Greg, because you know we have a Blu-ray player in the car. Okay. What's Donald Trump's favorite movie?
Home Alone 2, because he's in it.
No.
Is there
Herbie Rides Again. He based his whole fucking life off that asshole in there. That's building Hawk Towers. That's him. That's Trump. He loves Herbie Rides Again.
There's a sequel to Herbie?
Herbie sequels.
Trump was so off-limits, but now we've got that big cartoon about the prince.
Yeah, very interesting. I haven't watched it yet, but I feel like they're ripping off Family Guy hardcore.
Probably.
There's a show called The Prince, which is about
the royal family.
The royal family, basically, and what's her fucking name?
Meghan Markle?
Kate and William's Kate son. Middleton. What's his name?
George?
Prince William.
Prince George, yeah, Prince George. They're playing him as a gay British character. So it's like Stewie Griffin the series.
Okay, so it's Wait, I was going to say it's a British Stewie, but wait a second.
Stewie is British.
That's what I'm saying.
So, check it out. It's airing. I haven't watched it yet. But, people are blowing up about the fact that, you know, they're exploiting children and...
Can you exploit a cartoon child?
Talking about shit that came out tonight, you know what I'm going to be doing after the show.
No one wants to hear about your bowel movements.
Suicide Squad. No, I did that.
I want to watch Suicide Squad.
I was like, what? It
dropped at 7 p.m. Eastern in America.
It did? I thought it came out tomorrow.
I'm all about it.
It's in the movies here. It's at the movies.
Well, I won't be
able to go see Old.
I was like, Old.
Look around the panel.
Was it any good? I'm going to say no, really probably, because it's... I'm
you didn't like it.
I didn't.
Jeff can go eat one.
He met a rough tar bar.
Did you like it?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going after this.
Oh.
I'm literally going to the movie after this.
Sure? It says the release date is the 6th. It says release date is the 6th.
It's out. It's dropping now.
I got it playing on my tablet, so sorry if I...
I don't want to.
Just don't all believe
right.
you.
I'm going. All right, we're going. We're going to this story. new allegations over the death of shock Aaliyah fans as the 20th anniversary of her untimely death approaches. A new book titled "Baby Girl, Better Known as Aaliyah" by music journalist Kathy Landoli alleges the singer, full name Aaliyah Dana Haughton, was given a sleeping pill and carried unconscious onto the aircraft before the fatal crash. They took her out of the van. She didn't even know she was being boarded on a plane. Eyewitness Kingsley Russell, who's with Aaliyah before she boarded the aircraft, said she went onto the airplane asleep. The singer actress was said to be a nervous flyer and was uneasy about the small plane approaching its weight limit when a member of her team allegedly handed her a sleeping pill. The Grammy winner's life was cut drastically short when the light aircraft crashed in the Bahamas in 2001, killing her, the pilot, and all 8 passengers on board. Aaliyah was just 22.
dumbest fucking article yet.
Okay, I just want to announce that I wasn't laughing at that. Vera sent a very dirty picture in the chat.
It's there.
Okay, I already looked. I looked. Okay, Jeff was right. There, I said it. Jeff was right.
Look at all the fingerprints on this.
I think her death was tragic, and this makes it more so.
Well, I think this is just exploit. Why?
If it's true, yeah. If it's true, that's horrendous. Like even more horrendous.
It's just exploitive.
And you know what the worst part is? You can't go listen to her music because they won't release it. Her estate won't release the music to stream.
Well, let's wait and see. Wait for the 25th of August to clock around. There is a new Instagram account that's just been launched that's already verified. It's Blackground 2.0 with the hashtag Aaliyah is coming. That is her uncle Berry Gordy who owns the rights to her music, but her family have come out saying that they still haven't reached an agreement, blah 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 blah. So if you know about Aaliyah, you know there's a lot of drama surrounding her back catalogue.
I didn't realize Berry Gordy was her uncle.
This is a week for a bit more of revelations about our lovely past stars. Marilyn, 59 years ago on the 4th of August.
She want a cookie?
She gone. We all know that she was murdered, right? We're not even going to play that game anymore.
No.
We all know the Kennedys had to have her gone.
Wait, ready?
Do you know what?
Raise your hand if you think she was murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just don't care. She wasn't an icon.
Jealousy is a curse.
She is an icon.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Katie. Yes. Whatever.
I just had no cunt, I guess.
Yeah, Katie.
Stupid cunt.
12.
Whatever. No, she's an icon, and she knew too much. She had to be silenced. Okay. I like to think all the shit that's happened to the Kennedys is like really. Like karma, like she was a witch or something.
I know she's gonna get hate mail for this, but I am so sick of the fucking Kennedys. You just can't fucking canonize fast enough.
Vera, Vera, try and find a live one.
Wait, hold on, hit the Vera vents. Go.
Try and find a live Kennedy, then we'll talk.
Actually, we have to get to Vera vents.
Yeah, it's all right. We can go a little bit overtime.
Wait. Didn't Taylor Swift date one? Wasn't he a Kennedy?
Yeah, but he's not a good Kennedy. He's like watered down Kennedys.
He's like a Kenny McCarthy Kennedy.
The last good one died on that plane.
Yeah. They killed like him. John.
He wasn't that. John was handsome as fuck. But you know, him going down, President Clinton sending the Navy out to find him. If that were me and my sister, the news would say, fat girl's dead in plane crash. News 11.
Wait.
Vera.
Which sister went
with you? You're Mexican. You would be on the news.
Wait, what? Don't be rude.
Oh, I feel so hurt.
Listen. What? You're not a white woman. How dare you?
Fuck you. Vera.
They
would be like... If it was me, bitch, it'd be like fat man acted as buoy, prop plane up in water.
You're a fat white man. Listen, you're a fat white man. There would be stories about your death for months.
No, I mean, the story would be the plane never sank because I kept it afloat.
I'm just saying.
New York whale breaches in harbor.
I'm telling you, I should have took that fucking job at SeaWorld. They offered great benefits, but I don't like fish.
You know, probably would have killed less trainers, too.
You know, Jeff, we were just at the Mystic Aquarium. It looks like they're getting your exhibit ready.
Oh, maybe they took my contract. I asked for $500,000 a year.
All right. It's that time of the show. Let's get to a segment we love to call Beer Event. Is it happening?
It is.
It happened.
Okay. It didn't happen on my end.
Yeah.
All right, Vera, here we go. 1, 2, 3. They
just interrupt us.
Bitch.
Guys, come on. Do we have to beg you? What do we have to do? Do we have to bribe you? get your motherfucking vaccines. This county, my little tiny county with 70,000 people, went from no COVID to 49 cases of COVID in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And now my nephew might have COVID. I don't know that he does. I don't know that he doesn't. He had to go for a rapid test and he was sent home from work today. But get the vaccine. 615 million Americans are dead. 200 million people in the world have COVID, and 35 million people are dead. 3.5 million. Sorry. Come on, get your vaccines. It's not hard. Nobody's dead. We didn't magnetize. We didn't sprout heads. We aren't giving birth to babies with tiny little arms. Nobody's getting bad side effects from COVID vaccines, but they are getting lifelong devastating effects from COVID. Get your vaccines, put your Bible down, and actually read another book. Get a vaccine.
I need the tagline. I need the tagline, Vera.
What?
Trust the
fucking science.
Thank you.
No, trust the motherfucking science. Which I'm looking, Vera, I'm not going to lie to you, boo. I don't have much faith in science anymore. I'm feeling
Jeffrey's converting to what is it?
No,
Christian diet.
I'm not
Jesus. Don't save me.
No.
The blood of Jesus.
Listen, fuck him. I drink all that wine.
Bathed in his blood.
There is not enough holy water to cleanse you, Jeff.
All right, we're going overtime, but I need to cover.
Bless
two more
the pool at SeaWorld for him.
I need to cover two more articles because this will Luke.
Why he gets up on science.
Luke, I feel like this is your alley.
Is there a big top?
Aaron Carter is going to be appearing in Naked Boys Singing in Las Vegas.
Well, so Aaron Carter's already interested before the crystal meth.
I want to see naked.
Is there a hot guy singing? Look, you can see it online for free.
Yeah, I know. But I still have a look.
Here's the thing. I was watching that fucking Instagram live when he showed his dick the first time, and I was like,
not
that
impressed.
As good as Captain America's.
Yeah. We salute you, Captain America.
I
literally
hit crooked.
But is that
how dare you speak of America's ass that? Like that? No.
If you want to talk about something that gets your pussy and your pussy vibrating, no nests in your nunu. Doctors slam a trend that claims wasps' nests can rejuvenate the vagina.
What?
Traditional health sites claim that crushed oat gals can rejuvenate the vagina. Don't know what an oat gal is? It's a wasp nest that contains eggs and larvae. According to bizarre claims, if you crush an oat gal down and put it in your vagina, it will heal the episiotomy, recover the uterine lining after childbirth, and clean your vagina out. The oat gal has been used for thousands of years. It does have some medicinal purpose. It is strongly recommended it stays out of your lady cave.
This really was the episode of Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent, wasn't it?
Katie, I can't wait to hear how the wasp
nest going
to
be rejuvenated
works.
If it's swollen.
There ain't nothing going to save my vagina. It's gone.
Imagine if you do that and find out you're allergic to wasps.
That's rough.
You're dead.
Anaphylaxis in your
Look,
leg.
You should try that in your asshole. See if it shrinks back to normal after that last monster.
Okay, can we just let Jeff go? He is just such a grumpy little cunt today.
Oh my gosh.
13.
We need to rename this episode, don't we?
Where's the cunt?
Release
the
sick. We'll see you next Tuesday. Goodbye, everyone.
We will.
Bye.
Great segue, Vera.
Look,
I'm
equal parts morally outraged but incredibly proud, but I'm overall relieved that we didn't invite any special guests on today.
I
a bunch of wacky